Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090 with Orioles right-hander Kevin Gausman. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How's life at Fenway Park treating you?
Oh, it's, nothing to complain about, that's for sure.
Well, tell me about this Orioles rotation right now. You guys are on quite the stretch. We saw Miguel Gonzalez do his thing again last night. Chris Tillman, his last 17 starts, an ERA of 2.26. You and Bud Norris and Wei-Yin Chen, statistically, almost exactly the same, very solid, and you've been pitching very well. Tell me about the rotation as a whole right now.
Yeah, I think we're just kind of starting to hit our stride, and, like you said, Tillman has been really impressive and really extending his last 20, if you really look at it. He's a guy who just continues to get better. I got to watch him last year and this year, and it's crazy because even on the days when he doesn't feel like he has his best stuff, he'll give you enough to get a quality start and enough to get a win. And it's just really impressive to watch, and he's been pitching like that lately. And I think we got a good thing going, and we just got to keep it rolling. And we put ourselves in a good situation at this point. We just got to continue to pitch well. And what's great is we know that we don't necessarily have to carry the team. We got a great bullpen out there, so it makes it a lot easier on us and our hitters and our defense. They speak for themselves too. So definitely kind of takes a little bit something off of our shoulders.
Kevin Gausman with us right now on the radio. And Kevin, going back to what you said about Tillman, how he's able to succeed even on nights when he doesn't have his best stuff, that's probably the big difference maker for any pitcher to take the next step and maybe turn 7 or 8 starts where you normally be knocked out early into successful ones. To me, it looks like, although Tillman is the team's best pitcher and has been now for 3 years, his stuff varies maybe the most, and he is able to figure it out. How hard is it to learn that skill set?
It's extremely tough. I think that's the biggest difference between, if guys have success up here or if not, and if they stick or if they don't pan out. It's one of those things that it's tough to make quick adjustments throughout the game, and I think that's what Tillman does so well. He goes out there and is a bulldog, and he's one of those guys who he doesn't really show very much emotion, but he's just got that cold face, the whole game. And I think it's great when you have a guy like that, and I think he's just been awesome for us this year and continues to be, and I think he's going to be a force for us later in the season also.
When you think about your last two starts, Kevin, I think you've been particularly impressive. The numbers say so. Just 2 earned runs in your last start, but in the last 2, just 10 base hits and those 14 strikeouts. Do you feel particularly strong right now?
Yeah, this is my first time being a starter at this point of the year, so there's definitely things that I'm getting used to, but it's one of those things where I feel good physically. My arm feels great. My month here, the month of August, it was a grind month for me, and I necessarily didn't feel great, but stuff wise, I was kind of missing a little bit reason, but I battled through it, and now I've got to this month, and I feel good. I feel healthy, and that's the biggest thing you can ask for in this point of the season.
Overall right now, you made 11 minor league starts this year, 17 big league starts. I mean, that's really as if you were a veteran mapping it out all the way. I know some of those starts were calculated very short ones, so the innings aren't quite as if you were Chris Tillman right now on your way to 200. But getting up every fifth day virtually is right where you would be if you were an established veteran, not some young prospect who's trying to work his way in.
Yeah, definitely, I think that's one of the biggest things, one of the biggest differences from coming from college. College, you pitch once a week, and then you get into pro ball, and it's like, hey, you're pitching every fifth day. It kind of takes you a little while to get used to it, but, like I said, I feel good, and, I've kind of got my routine down pat. I know what days I need to work out, what days I kind of need to lay low and let my body recover, and You know, it's a learning process, and it's always going to be like that. You know, there's plenty of guys who at the end of their career, you know, we're still learning stuff. So, you know, that's what's one of the most fun things about what we get to do is we just continue to learn and watch guys and get better and just kind of pick guys' brains.
Yeah, you're right around 140-plus innings right now and 28 starts, so on pace for right around 31 starts. Chris Tillman at this rate would be at 33, so you're right there. But the difference of two in those innings could mean a lot come the end of October for you as you try and go to a natural increase in progression of innings pitched in a year. And for you, Kevin, it's wide open what your role could be in the postseason. Are you comfortable going back to the bullpen? We saw you last year in September do that successfully. If you had to do it in a postseason series, at this point, would you be comfortable doing that?
Yeah, of course. You know, honestly, I'm just happy to be a part of this team and to be able to help them win. And you know, I love taking them out every fifth day. But, you know, if I'm asked to go out there, then of course I'll go out there and, you know, hopefully help out this bullpen. I don't know how much help I'd be. You know, they got something good going on out there. But, you know, I've been out there, so it wouldn't be something really weird for me. You know, I got to do it last season, and, you know, I'll just have to kind of dig into my back pocket and figure out what I did last season and just try to be there and for whatever situation that they need.
Final question, Kevin. If you could just describe to me what it's like to be a part of this team right now. The Orioles are 25 games above 500, 10 games north of the Yankees and Blue Jays in what has been over the last two decades the best and most powerful division in professional sports. What is this like, this run right now?
You know, it's really fun. It's fun to come to the ballpark every day. You know, I'll say that. And it's fun because we get to watch really good baseball every day. You know, we don't have many errors. We don't have many really bad at bats. You know, our pitchers always give us a chance to win the ball game, and you know, it's just really sound baseball right now, and it's fun to be a part of it. And you know, it's fun to be a cheerleader on the bench 4 days out of the week, and when I pitch, you know, I finally feel like part of it. You know, it's one of those things that's just really fun to watch and be around this team. And you know, we have so many great guys on this team and great baseball players that you know, it makes it really easy to come to the park every day and have something to be excited about.
He is Kevin Gausman, young Orioles right-hander. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck and safe travels, and we'll talk to you when you get back to Baltimore.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Kevin Gausman. We'll come back with more next on WBAL News Radio 1090.